Let's start with some good news and some bad news. The bad news is
it's early in the morning.
It's a little early in the morning.
Okay, so what's the good news?
Today is Thursday.
What's so good about that?
What's so good about it?
The week is almost over.
Almost over.
How long do you think a week is?
A week is a very long time.
Oh, I've had a really long week.
It's almost over.
It's almost over.
So let's get back to work.
You folks ready for a show?
It's showtime.
Live and local with Monica J. on 92.3 FM and 99.1 FM Talk.
Hey, we're never getting back to normal, not with all this garbage that's going on around us. But you know what? It is National Guacamole Day, so that should make you feel better. Little guac on your sandwich. Oh, you know, I'm not a vegetarian. I'm a total meat eater, but one of my favorite sandwiches out there is actually vegetarian. Provolone, cucumber, avocado spread, tomato, lettuce, and mayo. White French roll. Does that sound familiar? Yeah, it's the vegetarian from Jimmy John's. Oh, you know, they're still closing up early. A lot of restaurants are still closing early. And I saw this great article. This is coming out of WND. Americans should be working hard, not hardly working. Remember when people used to ask, hey, working hard or hardly working? Used to be a joke. But now with, you know, Biden keeping everybody home, giving them free money, which, remember, it's not free. It's costing all of us. Yeah. Millions upon millions of jobs out there. 8 million unemployed Americans. But we have jobs, jobs, jobs available everywhere. And I guess it's important to get a government job like at the post office because they don't have forced vaccines. You gotta just love the hypocrisy. No, actually, that's a joke. You don't. Ignorance is not bliss, and complacency no more. Big congratulations to Kit from Stagecoach. Yay, Kit! Caller number 4 picked up that $25 gift card to Mangiatutto and the $25 gift card to Bank Saloon. That is one hell of a night. If, make sure you share it with someone. Don't take that all on yourself. But still, to come on the Monica J Show, let me tell you, today's poll question, it's just the perfect example of cancel culture. And they've been working on this for a while. We knew it was going to happen because the argument has been going on for, 3-4 years? Ski resort, formerly known as Squaw Valley, has changed their name to Palisades Tahoe. That just doesn't even sound inviting, does it? Palisades Tahoe. And isn't Tahoe another Indian word? I mean, is that going to have to be changed at some point? So the question is, do you support their decision? Just yes or no. Do you support their decision? 923fmtalk.com and 991fmtalk.com. Yesterday's poll question, also brought to you by Nissan of Carson City, should former Washoe County School District Board of Trustees Jackie Calvert be forced to repay all the money fraudulently received since moving out of the district she was elected to represent? We got to start holding people accountable. No more of this. I didn't know. 98% of those participating in the poll said, yeah, she needs to pay that money back. Get her started on a payment plan, whatever needs to be happening. Talk and text 884-9910. Phil, this is for you. Hi, Monica. I just wanted to say I like your newsman, Phil. He does good things and has a sexy voice. Shayna in Cold Springs. Well, thank you, Shayna. I will pass that on to Phil. You probably just made his decade. Because I've never told Phil that he has a sexy voice, so, you know. Just as a reminder, from the Carson City Republican Party, they're going to be having a special announcement from Dean Heller on Monday, September 20th at 8 a.m. I can tell you what that special announcement is. He's going to run for governor. So, one more hat in the ring to dilute the people that are running there that are qualified, better qualified, like Dr. Fred Simon, Joey Gilbert. God, I wish those two would get together. I mean, if I had my way, Fred Simon would be running for governor. Joey Gilbert would be running for lieutenant governor. And then we would own the governor's mansion. We would own Carson City for 16 years. Because Fred would be reelected easily. And then Joey would be just move right in, be elected as governor. We would own Carson City for 16 years as conservative Republicans. If we would just work together instead of trying to, you know, outdo each other, I guess. But then again, you know, Assemblywoman Krasner running for Senate, making a political career out of it, saying that she's done so good. And I don't really, you know, I'm sorry. I can't support a constitutional lawyer, somebody who teaches constitutional law to people and yet doesn't stand up for our rights during a legislative session. Doesn't sign a petition to recall a tyrannical governor. That's just blowing sunshine up people's you-know-whats. And I'm tired of that. I hope you are too, because we are not going to change things until we get new voices like our founding fathers wanted. You go in, you do an office, you get out. But no, these people just climbing politically. And don't even get me started on Bob Lucy now having fundraisers for his reelection campaign to the Washoe County Commission. Because if we need anybody off of that commission, it's Bob Lucy. Just my thoughts. But let's see. Vance, thank you. When I was in the workforce, I preferred working smart as opposed to working hard. That's, you know, that's a great line. That's a great line as well there. So grace and be nice. What? Get out of character? Stop that. I am a nice person. I am the first person to give hugs. I love hugs. I love being nice to people. But you know what? Being nice and speaking your mind, they don't have to be separate. You can do both. You can speak your mind and still be nice to people as well. They need the blue flu. So let me get back to a couple of things I wanted to mention here to you, because somebody asked me, I had mentioned a while ago the organization at the University of Nevada, Reno, that is going to be helping the Afghan refugees here in Northern Nevada, because they are coming to Reno. And the name of the organization is the Northern Nevada International Center. Okay. So they will be handling I guess, the arrangements. But Nevada Governor Sisolak is also welcoming the Afghan refugees through the new governor's office for new Americans. He talked about this the other day. I just wanted to run this past you. This is coming from Breitbart News this morning. Globalists unite. Because if you actually go in, and if you haven't done it yet, I urge you to do this. Go into the World Economic Forum. All you have to do is use your DuckDuckGo, World Economic Forum, or just put in WEF.org or the United Nations, Agenda 2030. That is part of their agenda, and that is refugee resettlement from specific areas. I'm going to tell you, coming back from this break from Mr. Sexy Voice, according to Shayna, who is uniting to bring in, to import Afghan refugees rather than save American citizens who are being held hostage in Afghanistan. The names are not going to surprise you. I'll bring them to you right after this road report on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. It's the Monica Jay Show.
This is not headline news. The season finale of America's Got Talent aired last night. As usual, the winner can look forward to a life of no one ever hearing about them again. Meghan Markle, Prince Harry, and Britney Spears are among Time's 100 most influential people of 2021. Not to be confused with Tommy Lee, who made Time's most under the influence list. Jessica Chastain says she cried every day filming scenes from a marriage. So yeah, it accurately captures marriage. The next Halloween movie will debut in theaters and on Peacock simultaneously. So if you want a reason to get Peacock, keep looking. And Heinz introduced a new packet roller to get every ounce of ketchup or sauce out of the packet. Never mind the vaccine. Now this is usable science. And this is not headline news.
The FM News and Talk of Nevada.
It gives me great honor to introduce
The Monica Jay Show,
a patriot of the first order,
on FM Talk 99.1.
KKFT
92.3 FM Talk.
You got your opinions and I got mine.
And sometimes people like my opinions. I like this. Hey, Monica, can you say this on the air? I will never vote for Dean Heller. No way, no how. However, I like your idea about Simon and Gilbert working together. You should pitch that to them. Simon is getting my vote. Heller is just another rhino. Well, there you go. Thank you for texting that to me. Talk and text 884-9910 here at 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Another quick text that I wanted to send to you or to let you know about, of course, we all know the fences back up around the Capitol, around the U.S. Capitol. And now they even have special motion detectors. It's just motion tracking watchtower has been installed along with the fencing. This is all pushing some sort of event for September. I think it was September 18th. People, this is going to be a false flag. This is, once again, it's going to be a January 6th all over again, where the three-letter agencies are involved with players, and they're going to try and make the Trump supporters look like criminals, insurrectionists, and they're not. These are going to be people dressed up as Trump supporters, causing problems, people like BLM, Antifa, even law enforcement from these three-letter agencies. So all I ask of you is don't fall for it. We know something is coming and it's going to happen. And it's just to, again, divide us even further. Because look who's coming together. Coming from Breitbart News this morning, globalists unite. Team up with Biden to import Afghans. Clinton, Bush, and Obama. Three peas in a pod. Yeah. This week, former officials with the Clinton, Bush, Obama administrations launched the organization Welcome.us, which will work with multinational corporations like Airbnb, Walmart, Starbucks, Instacart, Facebook, Microsoft, and Chobani to provide financial support to Afghans arriving in the U.S. as part of Biden's massive resettlement operation. All American communist companies. Would be nice if maybe they helped their own employees out, you know, because, well, a few of these places like Walmart don't pay that well. Corporate giants running this country, supporting the 95,000 Afghans that are going to resettle across the U.S. in the next 12 months. Remember that. Remember those are the companies to stay away from. Because let me just add this on to the train of thought here. Where is Obama, Bush, and Clinton in respects and all of these companies in respect to rescuing the Americans and the Afghans who should have gotten out in the first place, who are still stranded there and actually being blocked from leaving, being blocked from escaping by the U.S. State Department? Don't you think that's a more important question? 884-9910, that's the talk and text line. Let's head over there right now and check in with Star this morning. Star, thank you for calling in to 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. What's on your mind today?
Hey, Monica. I'm just really glad that you're on the air, and God bless you for your freedom of speech. That's what I want to talk about, which is something that we're losing very bad right now. Mm-hmm. And it's terribly unfortunate. Our freedom of speech, our freedom of body, our freedom of our health, our HEPA rights are being violated by any employer who's telling us that we need to get this vexed vaccination. Not okay. We already
no,
did
it's
that.
Not. And you're being censored by all of these groups like Facebook and Twitter, and if you try to get any information out.
Right. We already know that it's a bioweapon by the Chinese, and we're not buying it anymore. People are waking up. I'm really concerned about the children. I'm concerned about a brother who I know, and he's about to lose his job because he needs to take a vaccination, and he's got six kids to feed. You know, what are we doing to this country? I mean, what is it going to take for the people to wake up and come together? We were not there to storm the Capitol. We were there to stop the steal. That was what that was about. They turned it all around. They have turned around the man we voted for, stole the election. We have the proof. Arizona's the tip of the spear. We've got to come together. And as Americans, and say, no more. I mean, yep. What is it going to take? I mean, they're violating our speech. They're jamming us with God knows what's inside that vaccination. I know
you
they're
know
not
what it's going to take,
you.
Star. It's going to take people to have a backbone, and it's going to take Democrats to finally admit to themselves that they were wrong. That this is going on. And they are being silenced just as much. And we all need to stand up, just like you said, as Americans, not as Republicans, not as Democrats or independents, but as Americans to stop this tyranny.
Exactly. Exactly. It's all to divide us. You know, all of this whole thing with Jim Floyd and all this Antifa and BLM, all it is to divide us. And, you know, it's unbelievable. You want to talk about racism is what's being told, what they're doing to the white person right now. You know, I have friends of all colors and creeds. And, you know, it's what's most important right now is that they are trying to make you take and stick something into your body that could possibly kill you or your children and allow you to be homeless, not be able to feed your children and put bread on the table because you won't have a job if your employer tells you you need to get it.
Well, so, that's what they want. They want the destruction of the middle class. They want everyone dependent on the government, on the elite, so they can make the decisions. You'll be given a basic income, and that's how you'll live, and they'll be done with it. That is their goal, and we are letting them accomplish it.
That is their model. They want to turn this into China. China, if you look at what their system has become, that's what they want to turn America into, smart cities. If this bill goes through, it will be the nail in the coffin.
Yeah, the infrastructure bill.
Continue to steal the money out of the Federal Reserve. Hello? Are you there still?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I was listening to you.
Okay, great. Sorry about that. If they steal the money and continually to print this money out of the Federal Reserve and they put this bill through, I heard that there's spots on this bill, the new Green Deal, $11 trillion. I mean, give me a break, that are blank. They want the people to sign it, and they don't even know what they're signing because it's blank.
Yeah.
It's the second part of the Patriot Act.
Yeah,
now we know
pretty much.
Why they're calling it the Patriot Act, because apparently the Patriots are the enemy of the country. In their eyes. And no, we love our freedom. We love our bodies. We love our right to protect ourselves from the tyrannical government at hand currently. And we like our freedom of speech.
Yep.
So I just want to thank you, Monica, and God bless you for reaching out to the parents and getting into those schools and telling them, no, you're not going to stick our children with these things. We have a right to our bodies and our freedom of speech. And we've got to pull together as Americans, not Democrats, Republicans, or whatever else, and say, hell no to it.
That's right. Star, thank you so much. I got to cut you off. I got to take a break here. But thank you so much for your call today, because that's exactly what people are saying right now. And that is exactly what we need to do. It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Right now, there is only one radio station talking about what's going on in Northern Nevada, live and local, right now. 99.1 KKFT. For Smith and Mason Valley, 92.3 FM Talk.
I hope you've smiled today at least once, maybe twice. Make sure this is how we change. This is how we bring out the positivity and raise everybody up. Smile at a stranger today. Would you please just give them a nod and acknowledgement and smile? And this is how we work together and know it's going to be okay. It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. I can't do this without you, and I appreciate you so much. Thank you for sending me this. I haven't heard this song in years. But Zager and Evans. A lot of people might remember this. In the year 2525, for those of you who aren't familiar with it, pull it up. Pull it up and listen to the lyrics. Or just pull up the lyrics on the computer and listen that way. But I like music. Music is, you know, brings back memories and is supposed to make you happy. So let's just give a couple minutes listen.
In the year 2525, if man is still alive, if woman can survive, they may find. In the year 3535, ain't gonna need to tell the truth, tell no lies. Everything you think, do, and say is in the pill you took today. In the year 4545, ain't gonna need your teeth, won't need your eyes. You won't find a thing to chew. Nobody's gonna look at you.
Wow, that's actually kind of some scary stuff. Yeah. In the year 5555, your arms are hanging limp at your sides. Your legs got nothing to do. Some machine's going to do that for you. If you missed that one line before this, it was going back two sets of lyrics. In 3535, ain't going to need to tell the truth, tell no lies. Everything you think and do and say is in the pill you took today. Isn't that something that Jerry kind of mentioned earlier in the program? They're looking at just, you know, taking a pill every day for the COVID. Yeah. Check this song out. We've been warned through movies. We've been warned through music. But we all just thought it was entertainment. When actually, in actuality, and I know that you people freak out when you hear this, but it's all just programming. It's MK Ultra programming for you to accept what is coming. Don't accept what is coming. 923-FM-TALK.com and 991-FM-TALK.com. Answer today's poll question brought to you by Nissan of Carson City. The ski resort, formerly known as Squaw Valley, changed their name to Palisades Tahoe. Isn't that another song, Palisades Park? Yeah. Do you support that decision? I know I sure as heck don't, and I have no intention of going up there, even though they've got an amazing spa. Yesterday's poll question, should former Washoe County School Board of Trustee Jackie Calvert be forced to repay all the money fraudulently received since moving out of the district she was elected to represent? And I tell you, legal counsel and the president of the board, they knew. But nobody says anything. 98% of those participating in the poll said, yes, we want that money back. Start holding people accountable. We'll take payments. That's all right. It's the Monica Jay Show, 884-9910. That's the talk and text line. Let's check in with Roger this morning. Wants to talk about new school board members. Roger, thank you for calling 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Yeah, who said we're not making a difference, okay?
We're making a difference.
We get to put the pressure on them, and we are making headway. It seems like we're just butting our heads against the walls, and so many times. But every once in a while, we hit a good stroke. And you know, this is the kind of stuff that the effort from Bruce Parks and the rest of those folks that did the background checks and all that stuff. It was wonderful. So, hooray! And now we just got 5-6 more to go, and we'll be all set. So. We definitely don't want to rock the boat with Jeff. He's doing a great job, but we still have to be concerned. Angie Taylor and Kristen McNeil are still blocking the voices of our people, and they're not letting the trustees speak and bring up items they want to get on the agenda. And doing the same nonsense. So we got some work to do yet.
Yeah, but Roger, I think more and more people are waking up to it that our school board of trustees here in Washoe County is just as bad as all the ones across the country that parents are standing up to. So, like you said, we are making headway, and that's important. Are you Absolutely. Still running for the school board?
I am, as a matter of fact. I haven't filed my paperwork yet, but it's right around the corner. So
I know. Do you believe it's already September? March is just months away.
I know. And also, we got Joey Gilbert coming to the men's club on the 21st of this month. So that's going to be fun. So anybody who wants to see Joey up close and personal, it's the 21st at the Atlantis Hotel Casino. And that's the third Tuesday. And go to the RepublicanMen'sClub.org website to register. And you can come down and ask Joey your questions and listen to him talk. Puts Perfect. On a great presentation. So,
and when you see that primary ballot, Roger Edwards.
That's right.
Roger, thank you so much.
I can't say Republican, but I can say conservative.
Conservative. That's what we need more of.
We need to get back to traditional education. So.
Roger, thank you so much for calling into the show today. I appreciate your time. All right. Speaking of his time is very valuable. And, he has a notice for the news that is being put out from the experts asking people not to use ivermectin that is in the agricultural section of wherever you're shopping. The horse dewormer. If you need ivermectin, if you want to get it, there's all kinds of resources on my webpage. There's America's Frontline Doctors, but there's also local doctors that prescribe it as well. We're going to get more into CVS because it looks as though CVS at Lake Tahoe, at least. Now, I don't know if this is a particular pharmacist or if it's coming from corporate, but they say they're not going to be filling ivermectin prescriptions anymore because there's such a run on it. Well, what does that tell you from corporate America holding back the medication that people actually need? But there's another way to find it. Please do not use the horse dewormer. Get the actual ivermectin that's made for people. Again, 923-FMTalk.com, 991-FMTalk.com. Go to my website. You can find the doctors. The Monica J. Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk, hitting some of the music that's just telling you like it is. Might want to remember Rush's Tom Sawyer as well. So before I wrap up the show, I have to thank you so much. You always put a smile on my face. Thank you so much to everybody that sends me the great memes. Here's one quickly. Caution, a new variant will be announced every time people stop being afraid. I absolutely love this one. The protected need to be protected from the unprotected by forcing the unprotected to use the protection that didn't protect the protected. Wrap your head around that one. And last, but by no means least, a picture of Biden chowing down on his ice cream that he just loves so much. Must be nice to be able to eat ice cream as fast as you want and not have to worry about brain freezes. That pretty much says it right there. All right. As we wrap up the program today, the one thing that I really want you to take away, besides the fact that, you know, hospitals are being overrun because doctors and nurses are leaving some of their own free will because they refuse to take a shot, but others being fired due to either budget cuts or due to mandating the vaccine and people won't take it. But here's the deal. Here's something else to wrap your head around. If we were truly in a pandemic, if this were truly an emergency, hospitals would be begging nurses and doctors to come back, no matter what their status. They would be begging people for help. We don't see that. We don't see all hands on deck. We see tyranny. Tyranny that all of us, all Americans, all Nevadans should be against. Freedom of choice, freedom of voice, freedom to protect ourselves. I would like to remind all of the parents out there, those who are worried about the school district, especially Washoe County School District, and critical race theory, the program, the curriculum, schools have to purchase curriculums. This curriculum, which cost, I think I remember when we were talking about it, was $5 million, is already in the Washoe County School District. We have to keep it from being taught to younger grades and to get rid of it altogether. So this Sunday, I really want to see you at the march and rally for school choice and against critical race theory, against CRT, which, as Dr. Angie Taylor is so good at, sidestepping questions. When asked, are you teaching this in the Washoe County School District? And she says, no, no. It's a version of this and blah, blah, blah. Yeah. If you really, truly want to stand up for your children, stand up with Dr. Fred Simon. There is a large rally and march this Sunday from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. The City Plaza downtown at the Believe sign. Program starts at 10 a.m. Speakers are going to start at about noon. There's going to be bounce house. There's going to be face painters, food trucks for lunch, and information booths on school choice. Whether that choice is homeschooling, private schools, or why don't we just make our free education a good education, rather than just pandering and indoctrination. We need you to stand up for this. As Star was speaking just a few moments ago, this is how it's done. You come out, you stop what you're doing, and you go to the rallies. A rally for state workers, Wingfield Springs Amphitheater, Saturday, 12 o'clock, to fight this shot mandate. Constitution rally, Friday night at 4, in front of the Capitol Complex in Carson City. When you don't show up to these things, well, the media has a heyday. And people think you don't care. We have to start caring again. I'm trying to run for office, but I will be at every single one of these rallies. This is truly what it means to have boots on the ground. We're so far into this. We've got to claw our way out. We've got to take back control. Limited government, and we the people have the say. That's what we have to get back to. We have to take care of this country before we take care of every other country out there. It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. God bless. Have a beautiful day. Get out and make somebody else's day and put a smile on your face. Love you.